Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we talk about everything and issues that are affecting the young people. And we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, September the 27th of 2022. Your host tonight, I am Evans Zininga in Washington, D.C., and I'm standing in for my colleague, Ntungamili Nkomo. And tonight, we are talking about the voter apathy amongst the youth in Zimbabwe. A new Afrobarometer survey shows that young Zimbabweans are less likely to register to vote in the general elections that are coming up in 2023. As expected, the numbers have been dropping over the past years. And according to the Afrobarometer survey, we have seen that in general, the next year numbers are looking a little less than the usual. The survey noted that 68% of Zimbabwean adults were registered to vote in the 2023 elections, while 24% intended to register and 6% showed no interest at all. But young citizens are considerably less likely than their elders to report being registered, and only slightly more than half of 18 to 35-year-olds say they will probably or definitely vote. As reported by citizens, both registration rates and intention to vote also vary considerably by province. Among respondents who are registered to vote, a resounding majority say they will probably or definitely cast their votes in the upcoming elections. Dinoku chingamidzai nasi muchirongwa chedu, cheve chidiki che The Connection, chamuno piwa na Ntungamili Nkomo, chipiri chega chega. Asi nasi mchachipakurirwa neni, Evans Zininga, ndiri mu Washington, D.C. Nasi tirikutarisa zvakabuda mugwaro resangano reAfrobarometer, izvo zvinoratidza kuti vechidiki havasi kunyoresa neuwandu hwavo, kuitira kuti vazovhota musarudzo dzegore rinouya. Tsvakurudzo yakaitwa neAfrobarometer inoratidza kuti vanhu vakuru zvikamu makumi matanhatu nezvisere kubva muzana vakanyoresa kuvhota, asi vanhu vari pakati pemakore gumi nemasere kusvika pamakore makumi matatu nemashanu vanova ivo vari muboka revechidiki munyika vanonzi vari pakati nepakati pekuda kuvhota kana kunyoresa kuvhota. Izvi hazviratidzi chido neshungu chekuvhota pakati pevechidiki. Chikonzero chingave chei? Ko matambudziko avanosangana nawo zvese nezvimwe tichanzwa kubva kwavari vechidiki vacho pamwe nemasangano anomiririra vechidiki. So there has been a lot of drama and turbulences in the political circles, mad with violence, cross accusations and finger pointing among the youth and the young people of all sides of the political aisle. Students in tertiary institutions have been a huge part of politics over the years, and we have seen a lot of student union leaders rise to political climaxing, so we cannot take them away from politics. Citizens Coalition for Change interim deputy spokesperson Ostalos Gift Siziba had this to say about this Afrobarometer report.
Thina njengebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change ethungamelwa ngu-Advocate Nelson Chamisa sesiqalise iinhlelo zethu zokubana ke sikhuthaze abatsha ukubana be-rejista ukuvota. Kathesi sesiqalise amaprogram anjengokuthi senze imidlalo eyabontanga eyabatsha ukubana ke sikhulume labo ngendaba yokurejista ukuvota. Okwesibili njalo ke sesihamba lapho abatholakala khona lapho babekholisa khona ngama-weekend ukubana ke sikhulume ngendaba yokubana sirejista ukuvota. Okwesithathu sesiqalise indaba ye-messaging esithi political messaging esikhiwa ukubana sifundise abatsha ukubana ye lingafuna inguquko, lingafuna imisebenzi, lingafuna ukubana ilizwe lilungise, njalo lingabuya kunhlelo zethu ezinjengama rally lokusupporta indaba yenguquko kodwa ku sufficient nxa lingabhalisanga ukuvota ngenxa yokubana abaningi babe befuna ukuvota nxa sikuyisikhathi sama-election kodwa bengabhalisanga so yikho sifundisa abantu kathesi sikhuthaza njalo abatsha ngenxa yokubana sibona ngani ilizwe ukubana libuye njalo ukubana kube le nguquko kuqakathekile ukuthi abatsha berejista ukuvota abaningi abalamsebenzi abaningi baphila nzima isuse Citizens Coalition for Change inotungamirwa nawachamisa tine chirongwa chatatanga cheve chidiki kuti vanyorese kuvhota zvatiri kuita zvinosanganisira mitambo yebhora yenebho tichitaura nevechidiki kuti varejiste kuvhota chechipiri tiri kuenda panowanikwa vechidiki kumasports gala pavari kutandara tichitaura nyaya yekuti mayouth arejiste kuvhota chechitatu tiri kufamba nenyaya yekufambisa shoko yatinoti political messaging nechirungu patiri kukurudzira vechidiki kuti vanzwisise kuti sei zvakakosha kuti vanyorese kuvhota nekuti vazhinji vanouya kumarali nekusapota nyaya yekuti muzimbabwe muite shanduko asi havanzwisisi kuti uzovhota 2023 unofanira kuti wanyoresa saka tiri kudzidzisa vechidiki tichivakurudzira kuti munyika muwanikwe mabasa kuti nyika ifambe mushe vanhu vanofanira kuvhota the Citizens Coalition for Change is led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa has started a deliberate youth mobilization program focusing on voter registration we have invoked strategic interventions to try and mobilize galvanize and motivate this specific demographic dividend of young people between the ages of 18 and 35. We do this because we believe that young people are able to shape the collective destiny for our country, and we believe that young people as the major demographic group can be able to shift the balance of power in the politics of our country and bring change and transformation. This is very important because young people are the major affected group. Young people and women are waking up at the blessing of an empty stomach and a jobless existence. And we can only change our concrete realities as a generation, as a people, as a country, when young people come out to vote. And young people can't vote if they are not registered to vote. So that's why we have started street conversations. That's why we've started a deliberate political messaging so that we're able to appeal to the conscience of this important generation so that we shape our country.
That was Citizens Coalition for Change interim deputy spokesperson Ostalos Gift Siziba responding to the latest findings done by the Afro Barometer. Vasiziva vari kutaura ivo nyaya yekuti bato ravo seCCC vanocheuka nekucherechedza zvirongwa zvekukurudzira vechidiki kuti vaende kunonyoresa kuti vagovhota musarudzo dzegore rinouya vachiti ivo vechidiki ndo vakatakura chimuti chekuendesa mabasa enyika kumberi kubva pari zvino saka vari kuti ivo sebato vari kutenderera nenyika yese vachikurudzira kuti vechidiki vaende kunonyoresa vagone kuzovhota nyatemba limuzwile kuvava uGift Ostalos Siziba so iko zvino taita rombo rakanaka we are going to move on to our first Skype guest Lenon Mazuru who is the national spokesperson for the Zimbabwe National Students Union ZUNASU good evening Mr. Mazuru and welcome to Live Talk The Connection can you hear me Mr. Mazuru, you are live on air now. Can you hear me? It's unfortunate It seems we are having a network problem there in connection with Lenon Mazuru, the ZUNASU national spokesperson. But we will come back to Lenon Mazuru as soon as we get a chance and as soon as the network allows us to come back. We do have other guests waiting to come on the show. And let's see who do we have next on the show. I understand we have Miss Jessie Chihota, who is a media and publicist for a Women in Politics organization, WALPI. And we understand WALPI has been doing a lot in voter mobilization and education. Good evening, Miss Chihota, and welcome to Live Talk, The Connection.
Good evening, and thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We appreciate you coming to the show. So let's jump straight into it. What is your take to the Afrobarometer report as we have seen it?
So basically, we agree with everything that was stated in the report. And we also have a couple of things that I would like to add that we picked up from the research that we've done. And I believe I'll get a chance to also add that in the due course.
Mm-hmm. What is it that you are doing as WALPI in connection to mobilization and educating the young people in the communities to go and vote in the coming election?
All right. So currently, the Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence is raising awareness of the right and the importance to register to vote, because we find that there are people in communities who aren't interested in electoral processes, and sometimes they're not even aware that it's their right to register to vote and to vote as well. And then we also have voter education, and we have education of electoral processes, and we have awareness campaigns and voter education campaigns, which are aimed at youth and women who belong in the youth section.
Ndoda kubvunza zvakare kwamuri ndichiti ivo vechidiki vamunosangana navo mamunofamba umu, matambudziko avanoti ndiwo anonyanya kuvaremera anoita kuti vazotadza kuonekwa vachinonyoresa kuvhota kuti vagopindawo musarudzo ndeapi mungatitsanangurire here nechishona ipapa apa?
And so some of the problems that are not going to happen now in the equity panel, the issue of discrimination on basis of disability. So we find that in my youth, leadership. And then also there's the issue of migration and IOM has changed over the process of 260 TB tests, which translates into 1,040 tests per month. And this has started up a year, 12,480. So, to the Tarifa Manager of Migration, the age range actually is under the four within the group, which is the minor family. So, Kavacho and everyone that can be the one of the Kanawa, the one who is there to be the means of the basis. I know the Karawacho achieved the Kandiani and this is because most of the publishment is not the Inga pane basa chaizvo. Muri kutaura nyaya yandibata. You mentioned issues to do with the ignorance to disabilities, people with disabilities, people that are differently enabled, as I like to call it. Is there anything that's structured in your political framework that you think should be done to take care of issues like that and to promote and support the movement of the young people so they can go and understand that voting is their right and it's something they ought to do for their own good? So already in the Zimbabwean Constitution, there's a section that enshrines the rights of people living with disabilities. It makes it there for inclusion. And as well, we are trying to lobby and advocate for the inclusion of people with disabilities in electoral processes. So it's an ongoing thing.
And now let me bring you back. We just stay there for me. Don't go away. We're going to take a quick short break and we will come back with more. Please stay on the line for us. We'll take a short break and we'll come back. For those that have just joined us, please note we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube as VOA Zimbabwe. We've been chatting all along with Jesse Chihota, a media and publicist for a women organization, WALPI. And they have been doing some good work in relation to voter education and empowerment. We will go back and continue to have our conversation while we keep hoping and checking on other guests and other callers that have lined up to join into the program. We also have a few comments that have been coming in from some of the guests and some of our regular followers on our Facebook pages and the other shows that we have. So, Ndodzoka Kwamuri, are you still there? My sister, JC, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I am coming back at you. And so, looking at 2023 and with everything that's going around, the efforts that you are putting, the efforts that everybody else is putting, and these reports that keep educating the nation on what's going on and what's happening, where do you see Zimbabwe going with the 2023 election? There's a lot of things to talk about there.
Well, as well, we are hoping to have an election that is democratic, an election where women are included and we see higher numbers of women participating as candidates and as voters. And we are working towards that goal through our 2.2 million votes for women from women campaign, which is aimed at registering 2.2 million women voters and encouraging them to vote for women leaders. Additionally, we have programs that we carry out in marginalized communities across all 10 provinces in Zimbabwe. We have transformative feminist leadership training, which we use to equip women with leadership skills and we just give them the capacity to be effective leaders. And we're hoping that they can take these skills and then use them to be, political party leaders and to also just be citizens who have an understanding of Zimbabwe's government and who have an interest in political matters.
Okay, let me hold you there for a little bit. We are having a very interesting conversation here and we have our first caller on the line. You probably also want to listen to what they have to say and we can discuss and share the comments around. So we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes, muri kupi, ndimiani?
Zimbabwe, ndiri kuvachibaya.
Vachibaya. Ah, asitaka hero. Ndakubataka. So vachibaya tiri pano nyaya iri kutaura iri kurukurwa nezvayo mainzwa iyi. Vechidiki vari kunzi vaita mbiri yekunzi havasi kunonyoresa kuti vavote. Uye havasi kutaridza uwandu hwavo kuenda kunogadzirirawo kupinda musarudzo dziri kuuya. Kandai tinzwe maonero enyu nepfungwawo dzenyu.
Ndoona sekuti yengoti kuvhota kana kusavhota zvakangofanana.
Avhota nasina kuvhota vese semu WhatsApp group.
zvingo zvakufanana nokuti vakangonoti angoregedza ungonovhota zvangozongoramba zvakangodaro kunyange vakavhota zvinongoramba zvakadaro saka vanozongonoti vanogona kunge kuri kuwesta nguva yavo saka vasiri kunovhota.
Zvoitwa sei nhaye vachibaya kuti vanzwisise kuti vakanovhota vanogona kusandurawo zvinhu nekutaura izwi ravo nekusarudza vatungamiri vavanoda pane kumirira kuti vazochema mangwana vachingoti hatina kuvhota takafunga kuti hazvibatsiri?
Chakangokosha ndechongoti vanofanira kungonorejista vanhuvawandu vavagonovhota vamwe nedzimwe dzenguva parogona kungoshandukawo.
Mashoko amungapewo muri yeZimbabwe yakateerera vangangodaro vachiremerwawo nekuenda kunonyoresa kana vasiri kuda kunovhota kana vari kuti hameno zvamungavasiyirewo ndezvipi?
Ndirongoti ngavaende neuwandu hwavagonovhota vamwewo vanenge vasinawo zvitupa ngavaendewo nokuti hurumende yakaisawo vanhu vanenge vachitorisawo zvitupa muzvikoro saka vanofanira kungonotorawo zvitupa nokuti vazhinji vachona vanenge vasina zvitupa zvokunovhotesa saka ndongovakurudzira kuti vatorewo zvitupa vagovhotawo neuwandu hwakawanda.
Aiwa, ndinokutendai vachibaya kunge mapinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. We thank you so much. Ticharamba tichizonzwa kwamuri mune zvimwe zvikamu zvinotevera. That was Mr. Taka Chibaya in Zimbabwe saying right there, the young people have lost faith, the young people have lost hope in the system. They feel probably it's a waste of time to go and vote, to even go and register, because they have not seen any change, even if they have voted. This is what Mr. Chibaya is saying. We will still keep our lines open for more callers and hopefully we get some more views and some more comments from different people. I will read a few comments here before we go back to our guest on the line, Jesse Kiwota from Walpi. I am looking at comments here from Farai Nyamushwe. Farai says, in Shona, kuvota kutambisa nguva, especially munyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Mkoma Farai seems to have lost faith as well. He says it's a waste of time to even consider going to vote in Zimbabwe. Maybe they have not seen any change. They have not seen any result of their voting in the past. This is what he is saying. We also have Mapunza Gutu, Gold Details. Mapunza Gutu says, tell us, pandiri kurasika, 40 years have gone by. Now opposition the papi payakambo tonga. Yes, yakawina 2008. And what happened? Hama zedu zaka piswa. Va Mupunza Gutu here simply puts it blandly and says, it's been 40 years since independence and the opposition has never had an opportunity to get into power. He seems to say here, in 2008, even though opposition won, look what happened after the election. He brings back memories, I guess, of the terror that happened after the 2008 election, as he puts it across here. He feels opposition by now should probably have had a chance to go into government. I will read one more comment, and then we go back to Jesse Chihota. Wellington Mugadza says here, there is madness from our young Zimbabweans to think voting is a waste of time. When you get older, you are unemployed, your side hustle is not paying as you thought, and realize all you had to do is just cast a vote. Ndopa muchaona kuti makatambisa nguva. He seems here to come through and encouraging fellow young people to go and vote so they can change their landscape. Our guest, Lennon Mazuru, we were trying to get Mukoma Lennon earlier and we couldn't get him on Skype. I understand he is now back and we managed to get him on the phone. Are you there, Mr. Mazuru?
Yes, Mukoma Evans.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today. Mukoma Mzuru is with the Zimbabwe Union of the Students, the ZINASU movement, which has been one of the forefront movers and shakers
in student politics. Mukoma Lenin, what's your take on the Afrobarometer report? Titangire ipapo.
It's true about the statistics which has been given by the Afrobarometer, the survey. And for the part whereby the 60% that they don't have any interest to vote, it's very, very worrisome, because all we want this time, all we want in 2023 is every eligible voter to go and vote. And it starts by registering to vote. But then when this science shows us that some are not interested, it gives us a very hard time, especially as young people who are hoping for a change.
So tell me, as a huge movement, you guys control a lot of things that go on amongst students, who are, I presume, the bread and basket of and the prime of young people in the country who are supposed to shape the future going forward. What are you doing as a union to educate your brothers and sisters, to motivate them and make them see the light and importance of going to vote in the country?
Okay, thank you for that question. As a union, we are spearheading a campaign which is called My Vote, My Voice, My Future. A campaign which is to educate, mobilize, and make sure that students across all social institutions in Zimbabwe go and register to vote. So by the start of the biometric photo registration, we started in March, and then the second phase, which was in April, we were there. We did our part by going to institutions, making sure that the students go and register to vote. And right now, as of today, we were in Mashingo, and we managed to register 20 students from Great Zimbabwe University through that campaign. So as a union, as the biggest union in Zimbabwe, we are making sure that every student, every youth is a registered voter. And as we are going into institutions, we are hearing some that they don't have documents like IDs, which is also another problem and challenge we are facing when we are going into institutions.
Mm-hmm. All right. Our time is fast running out, and I'm going to ask you, Mukoma Lenin, to give us your closing remarks. What word would you leave your fellow people, your Zimbabweans that are listening and watching to this show today in a nutshell, so we can also go to Jesse and close down?
For fellow students and youth around Zimbabwe, I urge them to take this opportunity for a change, which is close up, and every youth and student to go and register to vote. The change we all want, the change we are all dreaming of, is start by registering to vote. So if you are a youth and you are not registered, if you are a student who is eligible to vote, if you are not registered by now, you are putting us back as a youth movement. You are putting us back as a nation.
Okay, Mukoma Lenin, time is killing us. I'm going to have to love you and leave you and say goodbye and thank you for being on the show. Let's give a chance to Jesse Chihota as well to give a few words in closing tonight. Jesse, what's your last words to the people?
Okay, so my last word is that I think that instead of being apathetic to the issue of the electoral process in Zimbabwe, we need to look at history and realize that nothing lasts forever. And there is always change, but then change begins with the people. So to that guy, I said that if you're a voter, then you know what,
unfortunately, Jesse, we have to cut it short. Our time is running out. And to our viewers, our guests, our callers, and everybody on the show tonight, thank you very much for being with us, and we wish you a good night. I'm Evans Zininga. Until next Tuesday.